Well, can I help you?
Yes, can I speak with the supervisor or someone that's a manager there?
May I know who's speaking?
Dr. Coles.
And who do you want to speak with, sir?
Manager or supervisor or Thomas.
Or Thomas, all right. Thanks, Mrs. Thomas.
Mr. Thomas, this is Dr. Cole. I'm a client. I don't know if you remember me or not.
Dr.
Or have, if Arthur has from the Lion Church and the Lion Group, Romy Coles. Arthur is my developer who's working on my project.
Okay, and?
So I don't have my sites. I don't have really anything. And as of the discussion right now, we can't get anything done. So before I get unprofessional with your developer or whomever it is, I'm calling to talk to someone else. Or they can just refund my money, or my attorney can call, which it's not even enough money for the problem. So he can make me whole, put my stuff back, and deal with it from there or not. But at this point, he's disrespectful. I'm not going to even become unprofessional with him. And the texts and all the stuff I got from him is enough for me to talk to somebody or get some resolve.
Okay.
So I need my site back the way it was, and whatever, you guys can refund me the little bit of money I paid you, and I can go on about my business, because, or somebody else can get my stuff together and get me fixed outside of Arthur, because he hasn't produced what you guys promised me since day one.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked with him. We had some disagreements, what have you. I still try to work with him, but at this point, I don't buy anything from him. I'm now stuck in the pickle to the point he's threatening to not give me anything and to just pretty much say, do what I'm going to do, which I guess he's trying to call my bluff. He should Google me. I'm not bluffing. It's just $1,500 or whatever, $1,300. It's not worth the headache that's going to cost me or this company more money unnecessarily. I'm looking to just get whole, get what I need, or get back to where I was at and move on. I don't have time to do what he has the time to do. So how can you guys help me or not, or who do I need to talk to?
Okay, so you're actually calling for a refund, right?
I'm calling for a refund and my site's restored.
And the website?
My website's restored to where they were, back to its original state.
Okay, so you want to restore your website, and you want, at the same time, you want the refund as well.
Exactly.
Okay, but
now we have. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
We can only go one way. Either you can get your website back because we have worked on that website, or you can get your money back.
So what happened to the website I had before I even paid you? That should not have even, that should still be in place.
Yes, exactly. So you paid for the website. Everything has
no,
been
I'm talking there. About the one I had before then.
Well, obviously we
the
cannot
original
have
website.
That old website back because the new one was already published. So we can have the new website back on the server, okay, and without any additional cost, the website would be live. We can make the website live because you cannot get the money back just because you've changed your mind. From our side, the work was completed.
Okay, but Thomas, I've told your guys, and I have emails, recordings, and everything else, talking with Arthur. As you well know, this started in March.
Mm-hmm.
We missed my promised time of delivery. We never got the items that if you look on the list you sent me, nor was he concerned with that more than selling me more stuff, which
mm-hmm.
I told him, get my sites up, and we can talk about those things. that was discarded.
I understand, and I apologize from his side as well. But you don't have to worry. You can trust in my words, okay? We can have the new website because that's completed, okay? We have invested so much time and money in this website, so I really don't want you to go backward from here and have your old website back. I'm not asking you for any other money. No one will, from my team will ask you for any other cost. So I request you to please have the new website up again on the server because we have invested so much time and money on that. Just at least use the website and utilize the amount of time that you've invested in it. And if the website doesn't...
So how do we do that?
Well, what we will do is that we will have the new website that we have completed. We will make that website live on the server, okay? Once we have that website live, I will give you a call back myself. You can review the website. If you want any changes done on that website too, we will get those changes done.
Okay, I think, I don't have a problem with that, Thomas. Here's where you can help me understand. When we put it back up,
exactly.
There is a hosting.
If you're not on good terms with Arthur, I am always available for you. Okay, you can call me anytime. I am available. If you want the website up, you want any changes done on the website, I have project managers under me, and I can get the work completed for you.
Okay, so can we maybe tomorrow set a time out and talk and try to get this while you're getting it up and see if we can just get this resolved? Because I would like to get it resolved because I do. I have a lot of time in it and you guys.
I never want you to go back from this point and get your money back and have your old site back because you've invested so much time in it. So as we have completed the website, we will have the new website up. We can schedule a time for tomorrow. And whatever changes you have on the website, I will get those done right away so that your website can go live.
I would appreciate it, Tom.
No problem.
Thank you for the patience of my time. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right.